Born American Pride, it was absolutely the last song that my father and I were able to collaborate on. And it was the last song that we were working on during the time before his passing. And, you know, it's a very patriotic song. And as we go along and as folks get to know who I am, my historical background and my belief in understanding history and my involvement within the political movements across America, you know, really, really is reflected in this song, a very patriotic song about what are the things that are going on in America at any time. You know, what's interesting about the song is that it talks about the history of the United States a little bit, the importance of understanding why we have our freedoms in the United States, and, you know, just being proud to be an American in the United States of America. You know, we're a nation of people who come together when we need to come together. We divide on issues from time to time as needed to be divided. And as a result, we come up with resolution. Really, that's what the message of the song is. We talk about the history. One of the great things about the song is that I think we did a really good job at talking about things that are going to be timeless in America, meaning that some of the things that we're talking about in Born American Pride can be spoken about 10 years from now, 15 years from now, 20 years from now. We can look back and probably say that they are the same issues. But we really want to focus on the fact that the song is about the men and women over the history of our nation that have served and died, the ones who never came back, paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we can have the freedoms to do anything we want to in life in America for the most part. And at the same time, you know, to be angry and disrespectful to America. You know, we do have those freedoms, and we refer to a level that's questionable at the respect level or disrespect level in the song. So we understand that the controversy is going to be there on certain groups, but that's what makes music, correct? Yes. But the reality is that the song is really for us as Americans to think about the things that are dividing us as Americans, things that maybe are keeping us from being better as Americans, better as individuals. One of the things that I do a lot of local political radio talk show, and I like to appear on radio talk show, and I like to talk about these issues. And one of the statements that I make all the time on radio talk show is that the greatest thing about America is that it's the only place in the world where you can be exactly anything and everything you want to be, except for maybe exactly what you want to be. And that's the key thing. And I think that we're the epitome of that. What we wanted to do early in life, we didn't get the opportunity to do that. So we evolved into other things. And here we are today as a result, coming back to the things that we really want to do. And obviously it was a tragic event that launched it. But the reality is that I live that life. I could be anything and everything except for maybe exactly. Now I'm going back. And we're doing it the way we want to do it. Hopefully folks will like it out there. We know that there are going to be individuals who don't care for it. We know that there are going to be people who love it. And we embrace everybody that wants to get on board and appreciate the music. And the individuals who do not care for it, we say thank you for listening. And hopefully we can produce something in the future to bring you into our family, into our nation.